pass you by. Lift your hands to the heavens, lift your voice to the sky. Praise the Lord of all creation, let his name be lifted high.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Lebanese Prime Minister has welcomed international calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. President Joe Biden and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron have been leading attempts to pause the fighting. The BBC's Tom Bateman has more from New York.
US officials see even the joint announcement calling for a ceasefire as a breakthrough in its own right. But it remains far from clear that Israel and Hezbollah are prepared to heed it. A 21-day truce would be intended to give time to reach a further final deal based on the resolution never properly implemented that ended the 2006 Israel-Lebanon war. The chances of reaching a consensus on that seem extraordinarily remote.
Australians in Lebanon are again being warned to immediately leave the country. The head of the Israeli Armed Forces has said preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion in Lebanon. The Department of Foreign Affairs has warned there is a risk Beirut Airport may close for an extended period of time. A notorious inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Ayman Turkmani was found with stab wounds in his cell at a correctional facility in Lithgow yesterday afternoon. The 31-year-old died while being airlifted to hospital. Turkmani had been serving at least 33 years in prison over the rape and murder of 16-year-old Mahmoud Harouk in Fairfield East and Sydney's West in 2015. The judge labelled the killing as brutal and horrific, with injuries too numerous to list and too gruesome to describe. Detectives have launched an investigation into Turkmani's death and a report will be prepared for the coroner. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia is pushing to hold the Taliban to account for its crackdown on freedoms for Afghan women since seizing control. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has joined with her counterparts from Canada, Germany and the Netherlands to hold Afghanistan to account under international law. It's the first step which could lead to taking Afghanistan to the International Court of Justice for gender discrimination. Speaking from the UN in New York, Senator Wong said the Taliban has demonstrated contempt for human rights.
We know the women and girls of Afghanistan are effectively being erased from public life by the various edicts the Taliban have issued. The steps we are taking with Germany, Canada, and the Netherlands are unprecedented.
Thousands of women will be able to continue accessing the contraceptive pill through pharmacies. The state government is making a 12-month trial a permanent fixture to ease pressure on GPs. Health Minister Ryan Park says from Saturday, pharmacists with relevant training can continue prescribing the medication.
Since the oral contraceptive pill began in September last year, more than 500 pharmacies have delivered over 2,000 consultations to women in New South Wales, taking pressure off our GPs and making healthcare more affordable and accessible.
And Aldi has again been named the cheapest supermarket in the country, but customers are still being urged to shop around. A report from Choice suggests groceries at Woolworths and Coles cost around the same and are slightly more expensive at IGA.
Hope Sport.
The Swans have arrived in Melbourne ahead of Saturday's AFL Grand Final against the Brisbane Lions. Sydney's Errol Goulden says they have an immense amount of respect for their opposition.
And we know from experience now that if you don't have the utmost respect and preparation is down to everything you need it to be, then that can happen. But they're an amazing team. There's a reason why we're playing against them in the Grand Final. It's their ability to come back the past 2 weeks.
And Aussies Adam Scott and Minwoo Lee have been paired together for the first round of golf's President's Cup. They'll play for the internationals against the US starting in Montreal early tomorrow morning.
Hope weather.
Cloudy this afternoon, a very high chance of rain, winds southerly at 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 k's along the coast until this evening. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. Right now it's 11 degrees in the city, 12 in the west. Tomorrow, showers heading to tops of 18 degrees. Saturday, a possible shower, a top of 21. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower and 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
God is love and his word is light. And today is Buddy Euler for Bibles.
She said to me, oh, you know, I really wanted to change my life. I gave her a Bible and I said, you read this and you do what God says and just follow Jesus. That's all. God's word is peace. The only true peace that can come is from God. And when you read his Bible, you fill your mind up with peace.
Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at station sponsor BibleLead.com.au.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Bankstown, we have a broken down B double causing heavy delays northbound on Stacey Street approaching Wattle Street in Heathcote. Look out for a multi-vehicle crash. That's got a northbound lane closed on the Princes Highway approaching Heathcote Road, and an Avalon Beach truck breakdown southbound on Barrenjoey Road. Let's go for a drive. Get the Volkswagen T-Roc City Life from $38,990. Drive away. MY24 only. T's and C's apply at volkswagen.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
On air, online, on your phone. Hope 103.2 is with you wherever you are.
You're listening to Hope 103.2. It's a Thursday evening, and for all you classical music fans out there, brand new Mozart has just dropped. We'll talk a bit more about that after Lost Frequencies. It's Where Are You Now?
You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. 5 days on the freeway, riding shotgun with you. Two hearts in the fast lane, we had big dreams in blue. Playing sweet child of mine, and I still feel that line. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long ago, my love. Where did we go wrong? Too late to turn around. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. Hey.
Thank you. Hope 103.2.
Speaking hope into your lives.
I'm turning in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. He's not done with what he started. He's not done until it's good.
Hello, peace. Hello, joy.
City Music, it's Fear Is Not My Future on Hope 103.2. Sharma with you, and Mozart, who was a renowned musician way back when, has dropped a new single. Yep, so years after his death, somehow they have discovered new music that he composed. And last Thursday, Lipsing's Municipal Libraries revealed this discovery of previously unknown work by him, and they performed it. And it sounds straight out of whatever decade Mozart was from.
Through my brain, and I just can't contain.
1032.
Guys, that's Lauren Daigle on Hope 103.2, and I want to hear from you guys. 0448 40 20 20. We're going to do a bit of a poll, a quick poll, maybe a bit of a blitz. What is the ultimate pizza place here in Australia? Because for me in New Zealand, it was Domino's, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't hit the same here in Australia. And I recently came across this place called Crust, and if there is a pizza place I would recommend, it's definitely Crust. But I want to hear from you, 0448 40 20 20, your pizza place of choice.
Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2, looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever. Which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son.
David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Bankstown, a broken down B-double has very heavy delays northbound on Stacey Street approaching Wattle Street. Heathcote, a multi-vehicle crash closing a northbound lane on the Princes Highway approaching Heathcote Road. Avalon Beach, look out for that truck breakdown. That's closing a southbound lane on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. In Georges Hall, busy both ways on Henry Lawson Drive at Hague Avenue. And in Bexley, we are seeing delays heading southbound on Forest Road approaching Bexley Road. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
I'd like to learn self-discipline, as long as it doesn't cut into my sitting around time. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. We all want to be more productive and organised, but that doesn't come without a lot of hard work. For most of us, self-discipline is something we learn, not something we're born with. Start with small things. It's the little successes in life that prepare us for the big ones, like committing to waking up an hour early each day or reading in the evening instead of watching TV. Keeping small commitments helps us learn to keep larger ones. And decide to always be on time. Disciplined people are punctual people. And a key step to getting more done is being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Above all, keep your word. If you make a commitment, plan to keep it.
To help you raise a family while balancing your work, social life and relationships, access your free Focus on the Family e-magazine via families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Yeah. Today. Said I woke up to the summer shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm gonna be joyful.
Today.
I'm gonna be joyful.
Ooh.
I'm gonna
be joyful.
I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing. Yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today,
so fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your road. They don't think if there's a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
Nah,
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart. Today, today.
Hope
1032.
Shanice here on Hope Drive, Sharma with you, and it's 5:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. The Lebanese Prime Minister has welcomed international calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. President Joe Biden and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron have been leading attempts to pause the fighting. The United Nations says more than 90,000 people have been newly displaced in Lebanon since Monday. Charges have been laid against two inmates who police allege were involved in a prison child abuse ring. The group known as the Pack is alleged to have shared letters detailing sexual abuse and plans to offend. A 31-year-old woman accused of directing the group and a 56-year-old man have been charged. The federal opposition says it will not change negative gearing if it wins the next election, despite support for reform from some of its own MPs. Treasury is examining a potential overhaul of property tax concessions. The Prime Minister says it's not his priority at the moment, but some Labor and Coalition backbenchers believe change is needed. The Premier says running a Labor candidate in upcoming by-elections would be a waste of Labor's limited time and money. Three outgoing Liberal members have triggered by-elections in the seats of Pittwater, Epping and Hornsby. The Kokoda track has closed indefinitely after being blockaded by locals, forcing Australian travellers to be airlifted out of the remote Papua New Guinean jungle. Residents of a local village along the trail have used logs to construct a barrier, saying they are owed around $15 million in unpaid compensation. In sport, there's been yet another shake-up of the Wallabies halves going into Saturday's Bledisloe Cup test against the All Blacks. Scrum half Nick White has been dropped, replaced by Jake Gordon. Sharma, I'll have more news at 6.
Thanks, Sarah. And hey, 1300 40 2020, we're still talking pizza places. What is your go-to? Wendy joins me. Wendy, where do you get your pizza?
Well, I don't actually like to buy them because I make really awesome ones, so it's my kitchen.
Okay.
I make my base and I toppings right to the edge. Like, yeah, I really like mine, but crust is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a bit more gourmet, the thin base. Yeah, so I don't like the Domino's, the greasy, just heaps of cheese. It's just, yeah, not pleasant. So, but yeah, crust is awesome. That I'd recommend those for sure.
Oh,
it's not at my house.
Yeah, I'm intrigued about your kitchen. What is the flavour of choice in your house?
Oh, I put everything on it.
Okay.
And I go right to the edges as well. So
yeah.
Corn, yeah, we do, like, the kids like, you know, the ham and cheese as well, but pineapple and, what are they, corn, sweet peas. Yeah, anything. Yeah, I just chuck on every veggie and, yeah, go right to the edge. I don't like it when you get the crust, like an inch in, has got nothing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and because I make the base, and it's really easy, yeah, and not too much cheese. You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah. Well, that was very controversial. You said pineapple on pizza.
I did. Yeah, are we not friends anymore?
Oh, no. See, I like pineapple on pizza. I wasn't going to admit it, but because you have, I feel like I'm in a safe space.
Of course. It's just a little bit of sweet and it's a bit juicy and it's, yeah, great. Perfect.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
God is love and his word is light. And today, Bible League needs you to help bring that light to First Nations people across Australia through Buddy Euler for Bibles.
The young people that were on their way to commit suicide, when they got the Bible, that changed their lives.
We're letting First Nations people know that they're seen, valued and loved. Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at stationsponsorbibleleague.com.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with the most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
1032.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
Shine a bit brighter when I'm with you.
Black Atlantis, David Guetta and Five Sauce. It's later on Hope 103.2. And if you didn't know, Five Sauce are an Australian band. And there's heaps of really awesome Australian music that's being celebrated with the Arias. They have announced their nominations. Very familiar names are amongst the people nominated, including Jessica Malboy. G-Flip has been nominated. Tones and I. So many awesome Australian artists. Amy Shark, Kylie Minogue, amongst the names that have been nominated for awards. It's just a sign of appreciation for how stunning, amazing Australian music is.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
He's not the happy dad I thought he'd be. It's like he doesn't know how to be with our baby.
I thought being a new dad would be the happiest time of my life, but it hasn't turned out that way.
I think he needs help, but I don't know what would help him.
Well, once I spoke with my doctor and found out how much help is available, I wish I'd done something earlier.
Postnatal depression is a common and highly treatable condition for both men and women. Getting help early means early recovery.
Visit howsdadgoing.org.au or panda.org.au. Help yourself. Help your whole family.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddyula for Bibles.
God is love and his word is light.
Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Rushcutters Bay, a car has crashed, towing a trailer, closing an eastbound lane on New South Head Road, approaching New Beach Road. Avalon Beach, there's a truck breakdown southbound on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. Robert Sludge, look out for another crash, that's northbound on the Crescent, just past Scotsman Street. In our time, a breakdown has a southbound lane closed on the Pacific Highway at Hotham Parade. Parramatta, look out for traffic lights that are flashing yellow on Park Street near Station Street. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
We're all related, brothers and strangers. The king and the beggar bleed the same. We've all got a sickness, a terminal condition. We medicate it, but the pain won't go away. See the eyes of a million faces, looking for it in a million places. Only one can save us, Jesus.
You. Doctor, healer and father to the orphan without a home. Oh, we fell into darkness, lost till you found us. You're the remedy we're looking for.
You are the cure.
Everybody's searching for it. Everybody's reaching out.
Oh,
Unspoken on Hope 103.2 and taking a look at the notice board, thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Betty Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. And on the 28th of September, you are invited to enjoy an afternoon tea with a Sri Lankan flavor as Channels of Peace celebrates 10 years here in Australia. You can find out more information on the website hope1032.com.au. And while you're there, take a look at some of the other awesome events taking place in the community.
Three, two. wanna be a poet and write? Do you wanna be an actor up in lights? Do you wanna be a soldier and fight for love? Do you wanna travel?
News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Lebanese Prime Minister is welcoming international calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Australia has signed a joint statement issued by the White House. Zach De Silva has more.
Hundreds have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon, and Hezbollah has been firing rockets back over the border in retaliation. Australia, the US, Europe and Japan are among those now calling for a 21-day pause in hostilities in the hopes of of negotiating a lasting peace. US President Joe Biden is urging all sides to step back from the brink.
It's important that war not widen.
There are around 15,000 Australians in Lebanon, and Foreign Minister Penny Wong says they should leave while they still can.
Please do not wait for a preferred route. Please take the first option you can.
Experts believe Israel and Lebanon are unlikely to agree to the proposed ceasefire.
Charges have been laid against two inmates who police allege were involved in a prison child abuse ring. The group, known as the Pack, is alleged to have shared letters detailing sexual abuse and plans to offend. A 31-year-old woman accused of directing the group and a 56-year-old man have been charged. A man will remain in custody after being charged with the murder of another man on a busy street in Sydney's inner west this week. 31-year-old Jacob Tamas Spence is accused of carrying out the attack outside a Mexican restaurant in Marrickville. He made no application for bail in court and it was formally refused. One of Australia's biggest energy retailers has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in penalties for misleading consumers about electricity prices. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Energy Australia has admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. That's when electricity prices were rising and many Australians were attempting to switch to cheaper plans. The federal court has ordered the company pay $14 million. It's one of the biggest penalties levied against a retailer over electricity prices. Consumer watchdog head Gina Cascott-Lebb says it's essential that electricity companies provide consumers with accurate information. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.